I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I think you're going to answer a question I've had for a long, long time. On some conifers, I see what looks like could be a fruit, but or it's a part of the tree, but it's just not right.
Bagworms. Bagworms are moth caterpillars that usually feed on arborvita, juniper, but they feed on other trees as well, including deciduous hardwoods. And the caterpillars feed inside a protective case made up of silk, fecal pellets, and bits and pieces of whatever they've been feeding on, usually the scales of the arborvita. When the caterpillar is active, the top of the case is open. You can actually see the legs and the head of the caterpillar as it's moving along. When it comes time for them to pupate, they will wrap a silk strap around the branch and seal off that case, and they pupate inside. So indeed, it does function as a cocoon. They have a very interesting biology. The males are fully winged and bee-like. Sometimes they're attracted to lights, and you'll see them, and they have clear wings. They're very odd-looking moths. I've got a good photograph of one we'll be sure to put on the archive. The females are wingless, eyeless, legless, just blobs with ovaries. We've talked about these things before. And they don't even leave the case. They just release a very potent pheromone that attracts the male. The male mates with her while she's still inside the case. The eggs develop in her body. She dies. And then the eggs hatch, and the young caterpillars chew their way out of her carcass, the pupal case, the cocoon, and then distribute themselves on the plants and form their own cases, and the life cycle starts all over again.
What a weird economy.
They tend to be a pest in urban situations where there's a lack of predators. Typically, the caterpillars in their cases are fed upon by birds such as woodpeckers. They're also attacked by parasitic wasps. But without these checks and balances in place, you can have quite a few of them on a tree, and the feeding damage can be serious and kill the tree.
Are they indigenous?
This is a native species that's found in eastern North America. It's a very small family of moths that are case builders. When I was out in Arizona recently, I found bagworms on the mesquite, and they have a similar case. It's a very different shape, and obviously it's covered with a different kind of leaves. But this particular species is indigenous to eastern North America.
It's this dry, vegetative-looking thing.
Well, when they're actually forming the case, those bits and pieces are still relatively green. But in the fall, late summer fall, the cases are very conspicuous because the bits of vegetation that it's attached to the case turn brown. So the best time to find them is late in the year. But remember, too, is that the female cases are where the eggs are. The female doesn't leave that case. She's not out laying her eggs. The eggs are still inside her dead, decomposing body. So if you feel the need to control bagworms, at least for the following year, your best bet is to remove those cases.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.